if you are into sports, if you're a big sports fan, then I'm sure that you would have at least heard of the Patriots and how they won their sixth Super Bowl title on Monday morning. It was, of course, Super Bowl weekend, last weekend, and, you know, social media was abuzz with all of the kind of glamour that comes with that. And look, even though the match itself may not have produced many highlights, the NFL season was really, really full of amazing, like, plays. And I don't know about you, but a lot of my friends are really into it, and their thirst and desire to get into the sport and play it as much as they can is just growing. So, you know, American football in Australia has been on the rise since the first league in 1983, and it was followed by a national team tour of the USA. And, you know, since then, it's grown up to about 3,000 players across more than 120 teams. So, you know, to tell us a little bit more about the sport, especially its reach in Australia, we're chatting to the coach of the UNSW Raiders, Andrew Brundu. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Andrew. Look, now tell me, the Raiders are one of the oldest gridiron clubs in Australia. What is the history of the club and the sport in Australia of gridiron here?
Well, actually, yeah, we are the oldest team in the nation. In 1979, a bunch of guys from out west decided that they loved American football, and so they would go to any team sport, any YMCA, anything at all, and play flag. And then in 1982, they met a guy by the name of Doug Ringhoff in the city, and they were talking about football, and then they met some guys from Victoria, and then the first interstate clash happened in 1983 down at Centennial Park.
Oh, amazing.
Which was all without equipment. We were absolute crazy warriors, but... And then in 1984, the very first organised league, which was in New South Wales, of which at this stage only UNSW Raiders and the Sydney University Lions are the two teams left that were the original or the founding teams in that league.
Yeah, right. So your club is one of the OGs of American football here in Australia. if you don't mind me asking,
like, every day.
Yeah, what got you into American football? What was it about American football that was differentiated from, you know, rugby union and league or Aussie rules here that, you know, made you want to play it so much?
Well, I actually went to Sydney Boys High, so it's a huge rugby union school. And I lived in Bondi, so I played for Bondi United, and that's, you know, league at its best. But a friend of mine rang me one day and said, hey, they got tryouts down at Waverley Oval. Why don't you come down and have a look? And I found that, yeah, you've got to be tough. It's not, it's a hitting sport. But you've also got to use your brain. It's not always the biggest guy that wins. It's usually the smartest guy. And I like that part of the challenge. You're always challenging yourself. So, you know, incorporate the toughness and you know, how fun the game is. And then also, you know, having to get better. And you can get better.
Yeah.
We've had people, you know, that just don't know anything. And all of a sudden, in a couple of years' time, they're great players. So it's a great sport to play.
See, that is really interesting, because I know, at least now in this generation, when people think about the NFL, they think of, you know, the short plays or the long ad breaks, or, like, you know, the Super Bowl Sunday and the, you know, the giant music acts and stuff that come with that. And of course, a lot of people have the perception that the rules are confusing because of how start-stop it is. So, I mean, how different do you think playing the sport is to what people watch on TV?
There is a lot of technical ability,
yep.
And that's why we do practice a lot. But as far as learning the sport, it's like anything. You know, once you start doing it and start practicing it, the onset comes on so quick, and then you learn so quickly. It's a sport that not only makes you play hard and makes you a better athlete, but it makes you a better person. We always talk about life lessons, and I think, you know, that's super important in any sport, but especially with American football. I mean, you're not talking about a team of 12 people. You're talking about a team of 50.
Yeah.
16 sometimes, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, it gets really specialized. You know, you've got the offense team, the defensive team, the special team. So really, really, I guess, big, inclusive sport. But hey, look, we have seen some Australians feature heavily in the NFL, several punters, now Jordan Malaita drafted to the Eagles. So are there lots of opportunities for Australians to go overseas and play in the States?
Oh, look, 100%. There's so many opportunities, I can't even begin to tell you. We were lucky enough to have three players leave our club in the early 90s. One of them actually went and got a scholarship at University of Hawaii, Mr. Paul Manera. Coach Paul Manera.
Amazing.
And he's done so well. Yeah, and there is no one as knowledgeable in Australia. But the good thing about it, there's opportunities like junior college. There's my son's enrolled at Mount SAC this year to do 2 years of junior college and play football. If he does well, then you know he might get a scholarship somewhere. I mean, there's just so many opportunities for kids. It just depends on how far you want to go and how far your how big your parents are.
I guess that is the case for so many sports though, right? I guess it puts it on the same level. But hey, look, if for all those young NFL fans who are listening right now who want to get involved, they want to play gridiron, they're itching to get into it, to throw the pigskin around, where can people head to sign up?
Well, the first thing I do is look at Gridiron New South Wales. That's if you're in Sydney. They'll set you towards all the teams. Most teams have three divisions, some teams have four. So we call RGAs the kids from 8 to 15. Then you've got the Colts division, which is the 15s to 19s. Then you've got the women's division, which is 18 plus. And then you've got men's, which is 20 to whenever. We've got a 51-year-old playing, so there is no time limit on how much you want to play.
Yeah, it sounds like anyone can get involved just as long as they put in the hard yards.
100%. We run a really good program for the Colts because we believe that you've got to incorporate the school. So we actually talk to the teachers, and bad grades means no play. I think sports and school go hand in hand, and it's really, really important. But with the help of the University of New South Wales, we've just kicked so many goals over the years, and it's getting bigger and bigger every day.
Definitely, it looks like it. Gridiron's going to continue to really increase its reach here in Australia. So, hey, thanks so much for talking to us, Andrew.
And my pleasure at all.
All good. That was Andrew Brundu, the coach of the UNSW Raiders gridiron team. And hey, if you're keen to get involved, strap on your helmet and get into the scrimmage, go to gridiron.org.au.